Well, hey everybody, welcome to episode 159 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Coldwell Banker is rooted in the legacy of our founder, renowned businessman and philanthropist, Marvin Pomeranz. We continue to tell his story through our love of people, homes, and the communities we serve. Our integrity guides our focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. We pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. We're going to talk a lot of volleyball tonight as we're right in the middle of the state volleyball tournament. Later on, I'll be visiting with Ankeny coach Dave Wims and one of his top players about the Hawkettes' win over Urbandale in the Class 5A quarterfinals on Monday, and we'll look ahead to Wednesday's semifinal rematch against Pleasant Valley. I'll also be visiting with a Centennial senior whose season was cut short due to a knee injury. But right now, I want to bring in my first guest. She is the head coach of the Ankeny Christian Academy volleyball team. She guided the Eagles to a 33-4 record this season, which I believe is by far the most successful season in school history. She is Michelle Quick. Michelle, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, congratulations on a great season. I know the Class 1A state tournament is going on right now as we're speaking, and I'm sure you'd rather be over there in Cedar Rapids with your team, but you still have to be awfully proud of what you guys were able to accomplish this year.
Yes, we're absolutely very proud. Of course, we would love to be there. We'll be there in spirit for sure. We've been watching, and we'll see what happens next year.
Well, your team's season came to an end with a loss to Gladbrook-Rhinebeck in a regional final last week. And we'll talk about that match here in a little bit. But let's first recap the season a little bit. Coming into the year, you know, did you think this team had the potential to achieve the kind of success that you did?
Oh, that's a good question. I knew we had a talented group of players coming up. I was certainly looking forward to putting all the pieces together and, you know, building into our future and what that would hold. However, they set the bar pretty high this year, and they had, you know, great successes and well above and beyond what I could have ever predicted for this season.
Well, yeah, your team got off to a 2-3 start before really getting on a roll. You reeled off a 31-match winning streak before the loss to Gladbrook-Rhinebeck. So did it just take a few matches for your team to kind of gel or something?
It did. You know, we started off our first tournament against some tough competition. We played Denver and North Tama. They're both at the state tournament this year. Tough program, great programs. And, yeah, we have a young group of girls. We have five starters that are freshmen, and it took a little bit of time for them to kind of settle into that leadership role. I think that they were looking for others to lead, and others were looking for them to lead, and it took them a little bit of time to find that.
Well, during that incredible winning streak that you had, your team only lost five sets along the way and no more than one in any match. So you're obviously, you know, really dominating the competition. What was the key to your success, you know, during that stretch?
Yeah, a key to the success for this team, I tell you what, they bonded very quickly. They connected with each other. They found trust in each other, and they found that belief in winning games. It was fun to watch on the court. Never once would each of those players ever blame another player. They would take it upon themselves for ownership of mistakes, and they really focused on building each other up. We say in our court and in practice, I can, you can, we will, and they really take that to heart. They say it in the hallways at school. They put it on the dry erase boards and in classes and really focus on their mindset. It's something that we focus on as a priority in our program as well, since I've started 3 years ago with the Ankeny Christian Academy. And each week we take time. We have what we call talk time as a team, and we sit together. We share God's word. We reflect on positive moments. We share opportunities with each other and dialogue around what our opponents are going to look like and how do we shift that mindset. How do we click it into gear and know that when we go on the court, we've got a job to do. We can be a different person when we get out there, a competitor, and fight tough. And that really balanced amongst all these girls, and they worked with each other, and they kind of taught each other how to win.
Well, you guys were ranked sixth going into that regional final, and Gladbrook was ranked 11th. So were you guys confident going into that match?
You know, we were confident. We did feel that we, you know, had the tools in our toolbox. I had spent time reviewing some video of Gladbrook-Rhinebeck as well as our players, and I think diligently through study halls and all day long they were looking at tape, and they felt very good about the equal matchup. And we knew it would need to be crisp. We knew we needed to be on point, but we felt good about you know, how they looked versus what we could bring.
Well, you guys lost in three close sets. It was 25-23, 25-21, 27-25. And I believe that this is the third time in 4 years that Gladbrook Rhinebeck has qualified for state. You know, do you think that their tournament experience might have been the difference, you know, in the end?
Yeah, it's definitely a possibility. You know, they have, you know, some seniority. They have some juniors, seniors. Knowing that road, knowing that path to get there, certainly, I believe, gives you a little bit of a benefit. And it was tough. When we say we lost it by 8 points, is a really hard concept to accept, but it did give us a little taste of how close we possibly could get.
Well, your team actually out-hit Gladbrook by a 333 to 241 margin, but unfortunately you guys struggled with your serving a little bit. You committed 9 errors in 56 attempts. You know, and you can't really afford to give away any points in a close match like that, can you?
No, absolutely not. A couple of them were key, and it really turned the game around. It can change some momentum. And looking back on it, all we can do is say, hey, we've got a goal for next year, and try to let that go. It's a tough one to swallow.
Well, Gladbrook is going into the state tournament as the number 6 seed, and they'll be playing Springville later tonight in the Class 1A quarterfinals. Burlington Notre Dame is the number 1 seed in the field, but that's a team with 8 losses on its resume, you know, so they're certainly not unbeatable. Do you think this 1A tournament is pretty wide open?
You know, it is. Interesting, as I've been watching all of the matches so far, there have been a lot of changes in dynamic, in upsets. There's been a lot of matches going all 5 sets, so you never know. I'm heading there tomorrow. I'm going to watch all day long, and Burlington Notre Dame has a tough program, and all returning except one, I believe. So it'll be fun to see where they take their championship from last year.
Well, even though your season didn't end the way you wanted it to, you know, the good news is that you only had one senior on your roster, so almost your entire team will be back next year. And like you mentioned, you had the 5 freshmen who played, you know, huge roles on this team. And I understand that, you know, those girls also play a lot of club ball together. So you have to feel really good about the future of the program.
I do feel very good. They're excited. They're pumped. They're determined. They would love to stay on the court right now. They've been asking me to continue on, but we do need to take a break and, just get our minds focused on what next year is going to bring.
Well, 2 of those freshmen were Anna Weathers and Carly Craighead. They led your team with 264 and 230 kills, respectively. And then your daughter, Katie, is another freshman who starred as the team setter. She racked up 632 assists, 162 kills, and 101 aces. You know, Souls girls obviously stepped up in a big way this year, and I'm guessing they're just going to get better over time, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're young. They're still growing in their strength, their you know, knowledge on the court, and they're going to continue to mature, and they're multi-sport athletes. They have lots of different facets to learn from, and ball control and confidence in winning games, competing, and they're all going to get on that off-season court and battle in the off-season and continue to learn. And yeah, we're excited. We're excited to see what next year is going to bring for us.
Well, I was looking through your team's past records today on Quick Stats, and they only go back to like 2008. I'm not sure when the program started. But this is by far the best season you guys have ever had, isn't it?
It is. You know, we broke a lot of records, as you could say. We broke a lot of career records. Some of our girls had already surpassed some career records this year for our school. And we brought home a lot of hardware and, just a lot of firsts for this year and a lot more to come.
Well, I know our photographer Drew went to a couple of your matches and it looked like he had some big crowds there, so you guys must have generated quite a bit of excitement, huh?
We did. I tell you what, we cannot thank our crowd, our school spirit. You know, even those not even involved with a player on the court, we, as the season went on, we had more and more and more people coming to watch from all of our young students that are excited about the team. And teachers coming to watch, just amazing support. Our student section was out surpassed anything that we could have expected. A lot of noise and a lot of hype. You know, even during the day, throughout the school year or the school day, they were excited to find out, you know, what's going to happen. Who's going, and just amazing support.
We guys obviously won't have a lot of holes in your lineup to fill with the 5 freshmen coming back. Do you know if you have some other young players coming up that might be able to, you know, fill in a little bit next year?
Yeah, you know, we do. We have 2 juniors this year that will be coming back as seniors next year that were part of our core starting crew. And we do. We have a couple of gals that are working hard in the off season, asking a lot of questions, and we'll see what they can bring. And you never know. You never know who's going to step into that role.
Well, hey, congratulations again on a great season, and you know, good luck next year. I'm sure I'll be talking to you again.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You bet. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Gershman, the Midwest's premier mortgage lender, is proud to be part of the Ankeny Fanatic Podcast. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home, vacation home, upgrade or remodel an existing home, or refinance your current mortgage, Gershman Mortgage is here to help. With over 60 years in the mortgage industry, they have security, experience, and unmatched service. You can visit their Ankeny office, call 515-964-5952, or visit Gershman.com to get pre-approved today. All right, my next guest is a senior outside hitter for the Centennial Volleyball team. Unfortunately, her season came to an end on September 28th in the Jaguars' win over Ankeny, so she missed the rest of the season. But she was there in Cedar Rapids yesterday for the Jaguars' loss to Pleasant Valley, so we're going to talk to her about that match as well as some other things. But she is Olivia Anderson. Olivia, thanks for coming in. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, hey, before we talk about the match yesterday that you saw, let's go back to that night when you did get hurt against Ankeny. I know you told me that night what happened, but just for our audience, why don't you just kind of describe what happened on that play?
Yeah, so I went up to hit and basically kind of landed on my left foot and just came down, and my knee kind of went out, I guess, and fell. And then, you know, I walked it off, went to the training room, did a couple approaches, some jumps, came back in, thought everything was fine. And then I got subbed back into the match and just, like, turned to give Ella a high five and tweaked it. And then I kind of knew, like, it wasn't gonna work. But, yeah, the team that night did a great job of, like, Kendra came in, played great. They pulled out an awesome win, so I was really proud of them.
Well, then you found out maybe the next week, I think, that did you tear your ACL? Is that right?
Yeah, I tore my ACL and my medial meniscus.
So have you had surgery yet then? Or?
No, I actually have surgery in a week.
November 9th. Okay. Yep. Well, I'm sure you're probably anxious to get that out of the way.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Well, obviously, you got to be proud of what your team accomplished. I mean, they had a few ups and downs there the rest of the regular season, but, of course, they did make it to state for the 8th time in 9 years. I mean, they certainly were able to overcome, you know, the loss of you, weren't they?
Right, yeah. They've done an awesome job. A lot of people stepped up this season, and that was super awesome to see. And, you know, we have a super tight-knit group, and so it was just really fun to see everyone have some success.
Let's talk about that match yesterday a little bit. Boy, you guys got off to a good start. I mean, lost the first set, but then you came back, won the second set. Marissa Meyer really had it going. I think she had 8 of her 14 kills in that second set. The third set was tied at 17 before Pleasant Valley then kind of pulled away. But, I mean, before they did, I mean, you had to feel pretty good about where the team was at.
Oh, yeah, and Rissy had an awesome match. I was super happy for her. But, yeah, we did a lot. We did a really good job of preparing for them. The coaches put together an awesome scouting report. We were super motivated in practice and got after it. And everyone was ready to go in the match, but, yeah, I guess we just fell short.
What do you think was the difference there, you know, towards the end of the third set and then in the fourth set?
You know, I think we all wanted to win. We all knew that, and we were all, like, trying to get that done, obviously. But I think, I don't know, we just didn't have as much of a balanced weapon, I think, across the board as we were hoping for, so.
Well, now your team's goal, obviously, this year was to get back to state and then hopefully go farther than you did last year. I mean, you did have a much better record. You guys went 30-10. Unfortunately, you did lose in the quarterfinals like you did last year. I mean, when you look back at the season, though, I mean, can you consider it a success?
Yeah, it was a great season. I mean, everyone on the team was great. We didn't have any drama or any of that type of thing. So it was a good season, yeah.
I wanted to ask you, too, about your future plans. Of course, that week of the Ankeny match, I think, was when you committed to St. Thomas.
Yeah.
How have they been with your injury? I mean, have they been good to you?
Yeah, I committed the night before, actually. So, but they've been awesome, yeah. Always just checking in on me, making sure that there's nothing else they can do. Yeah, I'm actually going this weekend to watch a match, so that'll be good to see them again.
Oh, cool. Yeah. And you told me before that St. Thomas, they're making the switch to Division One, aren't they?
They are, yeah. So they're in the Summit League now, so with Denver and Denver, South Dakota State, all those teams.
Oh, all right. Well, you said you're going to have your surgery then next week. What's the timetable for your recovery? How long do you think you'll be out?
So they said about, you know, minimum 6 months till I'm back to, like, fully competing. But, you know, hopefully around that 3-month, 4-month mark, I can start running and stuff. So track season will be right around then. So that'll be good practice a little bit.
Well, obviously you're going to have to miss the basketball season then. How did Coach DeYoung take the news?
He's just disappointed for me, sad, but yeah, I'm pretty upset about basketball. I mean, volleyball, I got part of my season, and I'm getting to play in college, but I love basketball a lot, too, so that's kind of hard to not get any of that.
Sure. Well, assuming you can make a full recovery, I mean, do you feel like you can go in there next year and maybe contribute right away?
I'm hoping so. That's the goal. I'm eager to get after it and start the recovery process, get working hard, and come back even stronger.
What are you going to be studying out there?
I haven't decided, possibly nursing. They're having a new nursing program that starts next year, so I'm looking into that, but not for sure.
Well, I'm sure you're looking forward to taking that next step to the college level. Well, hey, good luck next year. It's been fun to cover you throughout your career. I guess I'll see you during track season. But,
yep.
Hey, thanks a lot for coming in tonight.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients, you're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We are constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right, my next guest is the head coach of the Ankeny volleyball team. He has guided the Hawkettes to a 40-5 record, and they'll be playing in the semifinals tomorrow at the Class 5A state tournament. He is Dave Wims. Coach, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
You bet. Well, I'm a little tired, but excited about tomorrow as we travel down to Cedar Rapids.
That's an exciting week, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes,
well, I know you guys are laser-focused on the match tomorrow, so that's mostly what I want to focus on. Let's just touch briefly on that match yesterday. Boy, what a match that was. I mean, a five-setter against Urbandale.
Yeah, that... That was a pretty evenly matched contest, both teams. And it showed in the stats, too, with Ava getting 26 or 27 kills and their top girl getting 30. But I think the big difference was Ayo and Schrader came through with almost 20 kills. I think she had 17 or 18.
19,
kills.
I think, yeah.
So, you know, that was the big difference in the game. Both teams played pretty good defense. As the game went on, I think we passed a little bit better than they did, and we kept them out of system. The problem with keeping them out of system is they had the go-to girl, and she could hit from the back row and did a good job, Lily Dykstra. And she's only a junior, so she'll be back next year.
Yeah, I thought she might get tired as much as they were going to her, but boy, she didn't slow down, did she?
Every game it's like that. I don't know where she gets all that energy. She must drink Mountain Dew or something.
Like me. Well, hey, you've had a lot of five-set matches there over the years. You had one against Pleasant Valley last year, and we'll bring that up here in a minute. But, you know, where does that match rank up against some of the other ones you've had over the years as far as those five-set matches go?
Well, I'm a lot calmer now, so I just take it a little at a time. When we went down one set, and it was 2-1, the girls came off the floor, and they were a little downhearted, I think, and like, oh my goodness. And we had a good 3-minute break, and we re-huddled, and we talked about every point meaning something, and we just got to go out there and, you know, don't worry about whether we're behind. Just it's every point now from now on, and if you want to change the match, you change your attitude right now and start thinking more positive and say, hey, we can get this done with one point at a time. And then while I was with him yesterday, I looked at a book called Row the Boat by P.J. Fleck of Minnesota Football Coach. It's a great book. I think it'd be a great read for people. It doesn't take long to read it, but it's a great book, and it's a motivating book. And we talked about being in the boat, and we just got to keep rowing when we have adversity. And I challenged him just to keep rowing. Things will change. We'll get through this storm, and we'll be okay. And that kind of lifted their spirits, and they got a new attitude when they went out there, and we jumped out to a nice lead in that fourth set, and then we held on to win it. And then we came in the fifth set. And in the fifth set, we always break the fifth set down into points of five. Mm-hmm. Beat them to 5, beat them to 10, beat them to 15. And I think that's what we did. We beat them to 5, and then we beat them to 10, and then we beat them to 15. But it was a great match, and they were well prepared. And I think everybody that watched the game was just jumping around. I know the kids at school had never really watched that much volleyball, and the students, and they had a lot of questions for the volleyball players yesterday or today when they went back to school. So they got pretty excited about it.
Oh, I'll bet. Well, you're probably glad you didn't have another match today. I mean, I'm guessing your girls had to be tired after that match. I mean, were you glad that you didn't have to play today?
Yeah, I was. Well, it's always good because you get that day to prepare, and you get that day to prepare the girls, and they get to prepare. But that takes a lot of energy out of you. The nice thing is we traveled in a nice coachman bus down there and back, and the girls, we had a nice meal, and they could rest on the way home. And we got home about 8:30, and I challenged them to try and get to bed at 10:30, keep the no sodas and no keep their phones and turn their phones off at about 10:30, and just get some sleep. So you can ask Lexi when you talk to her whether she did that or not.
Well, now you guys get a matchup against Pleasant Valley in the semifinals tomorrow at 10 o'clock. They're the second-ranked team. Of course, you're familiar with them. You played them last year in the semifinals. Yep. They knocked out Centennial in the first round. Yeah. And they had most of the girls back from that team last year. So you're obviously familiar with them.
Yes, I'm not familiar with their names as much as I am their numbers and their height. And in that first rotation, they're 6'1 all the way across the front line. And they jump well. They're pretty athletic. We've watched video of them, and we've broken down their rotations. And we've come up with some ideas, and we'll see whether we can execute those. We need to serve tough and try to get them out of system like we did Urbandale. And then we need to be ready for what they're going to do by watching the film and knowing the tendencies of each player. And I think the girls have done a great job preparing for this. So we'll see how it goes.
Well, I know they have a pretty balanced team because they have four different hitters, I think, that all have over like 170 kills.
Yeah.
But it's the setter that really makes them go. I mean, she's really good, isn't she?
Yeah, she's really good. And she moves the ball around, like you said, to different hitters. So, she's really good. I think this is her probably third or fourth year as a varsity setter, and she puts the ball on the money, and then she is deceptive. She can dump the ball. She has a great back set across the net that if you're not paying attention, that can cause you some problems. And, you know, things like that are momentum builders and gets the team going, gets them excited. So we're going to have to keep our eye on her.
Well, this is the third straight year that Pleasant Valley's been in the semifinals, and I know their setter, Cora Ruff, she told me after the match yesterday that they really did want to play you guys. I mean, they're going to be out for revenge, aren't they?
Yeah, that's kind of what I've told the girls, too, that we have fueled their fire by beating them last year in the semis, and they're really wanting to play us. But I think our girls really want to play them too. It's really actually the only team down there that we haven't played this year.
Mm-hmm.
We were in a tournament with them, but we didn't move into that championship round with them, so we didn't get to play them. So it's kind of exciting. I like that idea of not having played a team and then go down there and see what you can do against them. All the other teams we had played, and we either beat them once and they beat us once, that type of thing. So. This will be a good contest, I hope.
Well, of course, the winner of your match will play either Cedar Falls or Johnston in the championship match on Thursday. And I know you're not looking past tomorrow.
Right.
But if you could get there, you'd see one of those teams.
Right.
I mean, how surprised were you by Johnston's win over Iowa City Liberty?
I was very surprised. But at the beginning of the season, I told Coach Sheldon, who played for Johnston back in the day, that Johnston's going to be a very good team this year. And they're very athletic. They have some young girls that are really good, and they have their veterans back that are very athletic. And I thought they'd be really good. When we went over there and played them that night, it was just – they couldn't find the court. I mean, that's just the way it was. It was one of those games where we played lights out, and they couldn't turn on a light. And so we got out of there with a 3-0 win. But I know that they're way better than that. And then Coach – does a really good job of preparing his team. I mean, he's a veteran coach. Actually, he's going to be honored this week down at the state tournament. Coach's award for a number of years because he's been there like 20, 25
sure.
Years.
Coach Brooks, yeah.
Yeah, Coach Brooks is. And so he's getting that service award, and it's well-deserved. He's done a great job with that program. So he had him prepared, and I think maybe Iowa City was thinking, oh, we're playing the eighth seed. We'll take care of this. Yeah, well, you know, in 5A, it's not like that. It's like whoever gets ready to play and brings everybody out to play can knock off anybody, and that's exactly what happened. So I saw the last point, and I saw Coach Brooks jump up and give it the thing, and I was happy for him to knock that team off and get the win. That was a big win. That has to be a big career win for him.
Oh, sure. Well, of course, Cedar Falls is a perennial power. I mean, they've been on top before, and they've been, you know, right there in the top five teams for many years in a row. Maybe they overlooked a little bit this year, but boy, they're right there again.
Yeah, they are. They're again, Coach Johnson's a great coach, does a good job. They've got a great setter, a junior setter. Her dad was a setter coach at UNI for many, many years. She controls the game and leads the game, and she's really has good leadership. And then they run a pretty fast offense with her because she's pretty accurate with her sets and things like that. So it'll be interesting to see what Coach Brooks has up his sleeve for that game, that match, and who will win it. I won't give the edge to anybody, but it'll be interesting.
Well, it should be a fun day. I'm looking forward to it tomorrow. So, hey, I'll see you over there tomorrow, Coach.
Okay, great. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
All right, well, my final guest tonight is the senior libero for the Hawkettes. She had 19 digs in the win yesterday. She is Lexi Stevens. Lexi, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing good. A little tired after a long practice, though.
Oh, I'll bet. Well, I bet you were tired after the match yesterday, too. Boy, what a match. I mean, you guys just traded blows with Urbandale back and forth and having to dig up all those balls that, Lily Dykstra was hitting. But had to feel good to win that one.
Yeah, it was a good game. It was really intense, and just the atmosphere that is created down in the cell just gets everyone going. I know I had a lot of adrenaline throughout the game, so I don't know if I was quite tired afterwards, more just excited.
Well, I know Coach said that you guys just kind of had to regroup after that third set. You guys were down 2-1, but then you got behind 8-5 in the fourth set too. I mean, were you ever getting worried at any point?
I personally wasn't worried. I just go out there and have fun, and I don't really look at the score until, it's 25. And I just go out, have fun, and try my hardest through every point. And I know a bunch of the girls on the team were just focused on having fun and just playing hard and being out there with their teammates and living in the moment.
Well, yeah, I know you guys had a long practice today. You guys have been busy preparing for Pleasant Valley. So what is going to be the key to beating them tomorrow?
I think just consistency on our serves and serve receive, because if we serve tough and get them out of system, then we can have a good shot to set up our defense around them and then come back with a hard swing.
Well, like we talked with Coach, I mean, obviously they're going to be out for revenge tomorrow, but you guys did beat them in five sets last year. I mean, does that give you guys confidence that you can go in there tomorrow and do it again?
I think we know if we work hard, it will be a good game and we'll go neck and neck, but if we're on a roller coaster, it's going to be even harder to go out and play like we did last year. But if we just go out, have fun, and live it up, then it'll be good.
Well, we talked with Coach about that Iowa City Liberty match. I mean, of course, they were the number one team going in. I mean, with them losing, do you feel like that kind of opens it up for everybody else? I mean, do you feel like that gives you a better chance to win it all now?
With Class 5A, you never know who's going to win, who's going to lose. Every team is just such a good team. But it was shocking seeing Liberty lose because they're such a good team and so consistent. But I think, like Coach said, they just overlooked Johnson, and then Johnson just played amazing. And that's what happens in Class 5A at the state tournament. There's a whole bunch of upsets, and it will make that side of the bracket just that much more interesting.
Well, of course, several of you guys, played on that team last year that won the championship. I mean, how much is that experience going to benefit you tomorrow and then in the next match if you guys are able to get past tomorrow?
That experience, I think, will help us quite a bit because we already know the feel for the cell. We already know, what the atmosphere is like and how to handle those nerves, while some of the younger girls, I think, don't know how to, settle down. But I think after yesterday, they will be more calm and know what they're doing.
Well, of course, this is a little bit of a different team this year. You guys don't have Fiona Schrader or McKenna Scheib anymore. But if you guys can win it again, I mean, how is that feeling going to differ this year from last year, you think, for you?
I think last year it was, just an amazing feeling because, we went through COVID and, we wanted to work for the seniors. And now being a senior, you're, you want to go out with a bang. You want to, let your legacy live on and have your picture up on that wall. And just playing with some of my best friends throughout and winning it all will just feel even better than last year, I think.
Well, of course, sometimes when a team goes on to win a championship, I mean, they need to overcome a hurdle along the way. I mean, do you feel like winning that match the other day in five sets, maybe that was the hurdle that you guys had to get over to get to your ultimate goal?
Yeah, I think that was the hurdle. It just was testing our stamina and our consistency and our mindset to see if we could overcome a challenge of being down 2-1 and just pushing through into the end to win it.
Well, Coach mentioned what he thought, were going to be some of the keys tomorrow. And what do you think that match is going to come down to?
Energy, serve, serve, receive, and who has the most fun. When you go out, have fun, and sometimes play a little bit of backyard volleyball, it really just makes everything more fun and just, yeah, energy. Yeah.
Well, I don't think anybody has any more energy or more fun than you, Lexi. So,
yeah, I think some of Drew's pictures might show that.
For sure. Well, hey, good luck tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. I'll see you guys over there.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. I want to thank my guests again for coming in tonight. We had Ankeny Christian Academy volleyball coach Michelle Quick. We had Ankeny Centennial senior Olivia Anderson, followed by Ankeny coach Dave Wims and one of his seniors, Lexi Stevens. I enjoyed my conversation with all of those folks, and I appreciate their time. So come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. Hopefully next week we'll be focusing on the football playoffs.